There are a handful of ingredients that can really add life to a dish. You know, lemon, vinegar, anchovies, olives, and capers. Nearly every grocery store has them, but does it matter if they're big or small, in vinegar or dried and salted? And is there a caper nirvana where the very best are found? Well, to shed some light on these pertinent questions, Sally Swift turned to the man of the golden palate, David Rosengarten of DavidRosengarten.com.
Hey, David, nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
So I want to talk about capers today. Can you tell us what they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question because I think people use them all the time, but what they are exactly, not so well known. So there's a plant that's called the Capparis spinosa. And when the plant creates a bud, and this starts every year in the spring, this bud is going to be a flower. However, if you pick the bud before it becomes a flower, but that's the caper. And in fact, properly, we should call it a caper bud, because the whole plant is the caper plant, and it has various parts. But what we all call a caper is a caper bud.
And then what about those bigger things that we see called caper berries?
As it goes through its cycle, the plant, if you leave the bud on the plant, then a couple weeks later, it opens up as a flower, as a beautiful purple and white flower. And then if you let the flower fall off, you know, this is something that happens in nature all the time. All fruits, the flower falls off, and it's replaced a little bit later in the season by a fruit. And that fruit is called the caper berry. And it's kind of like, it looks sort of like an olive. You know, it's oblong. It's much bigger than a caper bud.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very similar kind of taste, and it's treated a similar way. Probably is not quite as intense tasting as the caper bud, but it has a very similar flavor, and it's really quite delicious. By the way, Sally, in Greece, they also like to use the leaves of the caper plant.
Wow, what an amazing plant to get all
of
the leaves. It's pretty great. And so where are the best capers grown?
Well, there are capers grown all over the Mediterranean, and some are grown in Asia and in Australia. However, most people in the world of capers will tell you that the very best capers come from a small island called Pantelleria that is off the coast of Sicily. So it's really part of Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, geographically, it's between Sicily and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a little bit closer to Tunisia than it is to the main part of the Sicilian island. But that's it. That is caper heaven. And yeah, happily, they're widely available. So if you go to a good, you know, gourmet grocery store, you'll find capers from Pantelleria.
And are they farmed there, or are they wild?
Yeah, you can cultivate it. And I saw a caper farm where everything had been planted. But I also saw the caper bush growing wild all over the island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, now the big question, because we can find them cured in those little bottles, you know,
yes,
in little vinegar, and then salted in. What's the difference?
Yes. Well, in order for, you know, sort of like olives, if you tasted an olive without any curing, it's horrible. It's bitter. It's sort of the same for the caper. There needs to be some kind of cure before you can really enjoy it, and that involves salt. And there's several ways you can do it. You can mix the caper buds just with, you know, good coarse salt, or you can mix it with salt and water, making a brine,
mm-hmm,
or you can mix it with salt and vinegar, or salt and water and vinegar. But basically, you got it right. There's the two ways to go, the liquid way or the dry way with the salt.
Now, and what's your preference?
Yeah, definitely the dry way. In Pantelleria, all the good places make it dried just with the salt. It's trickier. It's more expensive because, you know, I went into some storage rooms where they had big bushels of capers sitting there with the salt, and they have to go in there every day and mix them up because they have to make sure that the salt is evenly distributed. But if you put them in a big, you know, barrel with liquid, then you don't have to worry about that. It's just kind of easier and faster. But I think they end up tasting a little more washed out. Not a lot. They taste like capers,
mm-hmm,
but I think the intensity of the salt cured is much better.
Hmm. And what about sizes? Should we be going for the smaller ones or the bigger ones?
Well, I did a little research on the internet just to see what people are saying, and as I expected, almost everybody says, get the smaller ones. They're better. But that is one of those food myths,
mm-hmm,
that just won't go away. The only reason that you hear it is because that's what everybody has always said, and nobody you know, has really taken the trouble to research it, I think. Mm-hmm. When I was there in Pantelleria, I kept asking, what size do I want? And everybody I spoke to, from producers to chefs to local food writers, they all said, oh, the big ones are much more flavorful. So they usually come in three sizes, small, medium, and large. The downside about the larger ones is, imagine what we were talking about before, these are closer to springing open and becoming flowers. Mm-hmm. So they're not quite as tight in texture. They're not quite as firm. They have, like, you know, a flower inside them waiting to break out. However, they have developed to the most gorgeous flavor.
I love the idea of a flower being ready to burst out of those bigger
exactly.
ones.
It's
very
yes.
romantic. Okay, last but not least, how do they use them on that island?
Ubiquitously. Almost
for breakfast?
Yeah, well, I didn't see that, no. But almost every dish you get served, you know, their caponata definitely has a lot of capers in it, sauces, sprinkled in salads, all that kind of thing. But they do make something quite special there. They're off the west coast of the main island of Sicily, and on the west coast is a place called Trapani. And in Trapani, they make a pesto, or local form of pesto. They call it pesto. It doesn't look like our pesto. Our pesto, of course, is always very basil-y and green. But theirs is quite red because they make it with tomatoes. And they also pound almonds into it, and they add, of course, capers to it.
Sounds delicious. David, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Sally. Thank you.
David Rosengarten's work can be found at davidrosengarten.com. Sally Swift is our managing producer. So take a look at David's recipe for caponata. It's at splendidtable.org.